Well, hello everyone. Today is it's just about gonna be my birthday. But when you hear this, I'll already be 22.
Sorry. Wait, what?
I'm introducing the episode.
You're not turning 22.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You're turning 23.
No. Chase, I was born October 15th, 1999.
You're turning 23.
No, I actually don't think so. That's really awkward.
What is this episode even going to be about?
My birthday. Birthdays.
Welcome to episode 30.
Chase, how old are you?
30. I'm not.
You say it. 35. Wait.
Oh, I almost said it. That's really mean. Welcome to episode 35 of Two Servings of Fruit. I'm Chase and I'm 24.
This is Chase's champagne episode. It's a champagne
episode. I'm 24.
And my name is Liam, and I am turning 22.
23, Liam. You can't lie the whole episode.
I'm not lying. I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift sing I'm 22 all night long on my birthday. Because
the last time you can listen to that song is this Thursday. That's tomorrow. I could have just said tomorrow.
Well, today's episode is going to be all about me. All about my birthday.
I don't really actually know
we're just
what
gonna open the floor to the audience to give me birthday wishes.
I don't actually know what this episode is going to be about. We were
birthday
also supposed
parties.
To, we were also
parties.
Supposed to have, you know, an interview today that didn't happen.
a little behind the scenes information, BTS.
Yeah, I feel stood up on a date.
No, you're saying yeah, like yeah. Anyways, let's just start off the week here. Start off the week right on your Monday morning commute to your fucking shitty job, your fucking shitty 9 to 5 motherfucking job up in here with some weird shit of the week.
Cue jingle.
Oh my God.
Weird, it's the weirdest shit that you've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to Weird Shit of the Week. It's the weird.
I'll make a birthday jingle for myself. Did okay. I make one for you? No, I didn't make one for you, right?
You sang me just happy birthday.
Yeah, no, I'll
I'm not gonna sing. I'm not gonna sing you a happy birthday.
No, don't. I'm gonna make myself a jingle because it'll be way better than anything you could even come up with, actually. Yeah. So, anyways, what's your weird shit, bitch?
My weird shit is just something that I keep seeing headlines about, and I want to know just what you think. The headline is Demi Lovato belts out a tune to connect with extraterrestrial entity. The singer sang her song Skyscraper in hopes of calming a mysterious being known as Carmen.
Well, I will just say this. The singer sang her song Skyscraper is like such an interesting sentence. So the
Did
singer
sang her
song Skyscraper. Skyscraper is Demi Lovato's song.
I know, but they use they, them. I should reply to this.
Oh,
article.
True.
I should reply to this article. I want to find a clip of it.
Of Demi Lovato saying that?
She has trauma.
She has trauma.
Okay. The alien?
That's why she doesn't like men.
Okay. She doesn't like men.
Sorry, the E.T.
And try to tear me down.
I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper.
Like a skyscraper. Sorry. I'm
That's
confused
impressive.
Because they're in a dark room. It's night vision. It looks like
they're ghost hunting,
but they're saying that this is an extraterrestrial entity.
Maybe ghosts are extraterrestrials, you know? I wouldn't be opposed to that theory.
And if there was, you know, anything that would make ghosts not want to come to Earth, it's Demi Lovato singing Skyscraper a cappella in a pitch black room.
I think Demi Lovato doing that is actually really inspirational, actually.
And did you see that?
It's the only thing I wished for my birthday.
Did you see that they said the term alien is offensive?
I did. I thought that's what you were going to refer to.
No, but I do want to. I knew that this would like open the floor to talking about that, but I couldn't find the article specifically. But they said they consented to an alien abduction, and that they were abducted, and that the extraterrestrials said that the word alien is offensive.
Okay.
So we shouldn't call them aliens. It's rude. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We should call them ETs or extraterrestrials.
Okay.
And we can no longer use the A word.
The A word. Asshole. I think that's awesome. Frankly, actually, I will say this. I have been listening to this like podcast recently. All about just paranormal, supernatural shit, ghosts, conspiracies, aliens, ETs. And yes, I'm on a little kick, so I'm into it, you know?
So this is right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't necessarily give a lot of credence to Demi in this situation, you know? I don't know if they were actually abducted. Not seeing any compelling information from them about that, but... That being said, I'm sure there are some people who have been abducted, and I'm sure that the extraterrestrials are like, we don't give a fuck, actually, what you call us. And I actually don't even think that that's probably something that came up in their conversation.
I'm sorry, do we think that they speak English?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe they can.
I really don't think they speak English.
All accounts I have heard from extraterrestrial encounters are like, they're in your head. So maybe they can just access your brain and then understand how your brain works and speak to you how you need to be spoken to, you know? Not even that they speak English, but that they can just be like, okay, this is how this thing processes information.
I am happy for Demi that they are having a good time.
Period.
I don't want to discredit them. Do I think they were abducted by aliens? No.
Also, usually people who are abducted by aliens, they actually have no recollection of the time that they were abducted. Generally speaking, a telltale sign of being abducted is you're like conscious, but hours go by and you don't know where they went. And then you're like, wait, what just happened?
We should try to get abducted. Like,
Maybe I've been abducted.
We just need to stand in a dark field and say, I consent, and then sing Skyscraper.
Frankly, if an alien saw, like if a ship came by Earth, they're likely to just land on water. And they're not going to know that there's the
like,
you know. How would they know that what the dominant species is? How would they even know what, like, they might look at fish or whales and be like, so this is... They might not even understand like the hierarchy or consciousness scale or whatever, intellectualism. I don't know.
I thought this was a good weird shit for your birthday. So
yeah,
this is my gift to you.
I support you, Demi. I support you, Dem Dem.
Yeah.
Give me Dem a Dem a. Give me Dem a Dem a.
Like a skyscraper.
Like a skyscraper. Yeah. My WSOTW is something I actually want to achieve on my own birthday.
Which is?
And I think we need to call someone about this. British man visits 51 pubs in 24 hours for Guinness World Record.
Holy crap.
We could easily beat that. We could easy beat that.
51 pubs? Pubs specifically?
A British man's pub crawl may have set a new Guinness World Record when he visited 51 bars in 24 hours. Here's the crazy part. So Matt Ellis here of Cambridgeshire, England, said there's currently no world record for most pubs visited in 12 hours by an individual. So the record keeping agency set the goal to originate the record at 50. Oh, I didn't know that that's something they would do. So then he was required to have witnesses with him at each stop and consume at least 4.2 ounces of any beverage at each establishment. Any beverage, so like water.
You think they mean like non-alcoholic beverages?
It just says any. Hmm. And he visited 51 businesses in 8 hours and 52 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it didn't even take him 12 hours. So even this headline is misleading. 51 pubs in 24 hours? Nah, girl, 51 pubs in 8 hours.
I don't think we can do that.
I will. And I will have 4 point whatever many ounces at each place.
I don't even know where to find 51, 52 pubs we would need.
You would need a DD, I'll tell you that for free.
Not if you just have to drink water.
Yeah, but even then, that 51 times 4, or 50 times 4, let's just say, that's like 200 ounces. That's a lot of fucking water.
You're supposed to drink that much water in a day.
No, you're not. That's way too much water. That's like six liters of water. You would literally get fucking sick. Like, you could get water poisoning from that much water.
Let's see. Yeah, it is 6 liters. Wow, mathematician over here.
Yeah. That's how you know I'm actually turning 22.
23.
22.
23.
So, yeah, he must have been fucking hammered after that fucking puppy crawly. Me saying puppy crawly.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Right now.
It's almost dangerous. It's almost dangerous.
Almost dangerous. It's actually literally dangerous.
Me saying it's almost dangerous.
And what if, wait, where was he from again?
Well, he was obviously English.
Yeah, British, so right. You know he wasn't having water.
He was having fucking Ganesh or whatever.
Yeah.
I got a pot of Ganesh with my cheese and crumpets.
Yeah, that literally is him. He's on the line right now. We called him right now.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing? Oh, I'm bloody lovely. Wow, it's so impressive that you just won that Guinness World Record.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, what the? Whoa, Matt, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I
gotta go now. My Charlie's waiting for me.
Wow, okay.
That's the benefit of an audio-only media platform is, you know.
You can trick people.
No, it's not a trick. You can welcome people from all over the world.
No one knows that Matt wasn't even here.
He was here. He was here. I just channeled him.
Clearly, all of that alcohol has damaged his brain.
Well, yeah, he's British. So they're all damaged in the brain.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about today if it's your birthday episode?
What was your worst birthday party?
My worst birthday party?
Mm-hmm. Worst one.
I don't have one that sticks out.
That's awful.
No, do you?
I have like an objectively bad birthday party, but I had a great time.
Okay, let's hear it.
My 8th birthday party was Fear Factor themed, and it was at my house. So my mom made a bunch of like Fear Factor stuff that we all had to do, and they were like, you know, just like online things basically. But this one challenge was basically like we had this like roasting tray basically of like oatmeal, and in the oatmeal there's like we were like bobbing for stuff, like not bobbing but like we had to use our mouth to find stuff in the oatmeal,
yeah,
and like take it all out. And this one kid, he his name was Long, and he was hilarious. I love Long. He was doing the challenge, and he threw up in the tray of oatmeal.
Oh no.
And he kept going. And he just kept going. Wow. And my mom's like, no, stop, stop. And he's like, no, I wanna win. And then
wow.
Yeah. And then another girl, because he threw up, she started, my other friend, she started, you know, gagging. She threw up, then she was crying, and I was gagging. And it was like we're all, you know, like kind of gagging. And he's like, I wanna win. And then my mom like had to clean him up, and then she's kind of like laughing, and then he's like, do I win a prize? So like, do I win a prize? And she's like, yeah, sure. You win a prize.
Holy shit. Wow. Yeah,
pretty awesome. And like every challenge, like it was, they were kind of fucking nasty and hard.
Like what else? What else? I want to know.
There was one, it's like you were blindfolded and you had to stick your hand in like really nasty textures and find stuff. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like not too, too crazy, but. It was gross.
She should have got live tarantulas that you had to let crawl on you.
Honestly, I would have supported that.
That's how
I actually did have a birthday party where, like it was like, you know, the zoo at your house kind of thing. Like they bring over a bunch of live animals. I did have a birthday party like that.
Wow, you were spoiled.
I always tried to do something different for my birthday, and depending on what it was, it'd be like either like go somewhere or do something at the house. And yeah, the fucking zoo at the house was pretty awesome, but also kind of fucking scary. They put a snake on me, like huge boa constrictor. And I was like really anxious, obviously, holding all of these animals because it was a birthday boy. So they'd be like, do you want to hold this giant hare? And I'm like, okay. But it was like this fucking massive rabbit. Massive rabbit. Like half of my entire torso, rabbit. And they had an alligator and they had a tarantula and they put tarantula on my sister.
They brought an alligator to your house?
Like a very small, yeah, like a petite alligator.
Did you hold it?
Like a, no, they said this one, they had a rubber band around its mouth, basically, kind of thing, like no snapping. And then they just showed everyone and let it get kind of close. And then they had to hold it. They're like, this one's the only one that's actually just too dangerous to hold. So you guys have to sit back and don't move. Like all the kids on the couch, they're like, do not move.
Oh, I love that. So, wow. That sounds fun. I can't. Yeah. What was your best birthday ever?
Maybe my 21st birthday was really, really fun. I threw a party at Walter Gage at UBC and just spent so much money on decor at the dollar store and just fucking decked that house out with Halloween decor. And it was awesome. Yeah. And I just got a bunch of food and everything. And yeah, it was like a real like party. You know what I mean?
Wait, when was that? Was I there?
Yeah, you came late.
Oh yeah, I don't think I could drink that night. And then we close out the club.
Basically. Yeah. People went to like after parties and stuff. Yeah, it was fucking, we went hard in the paint that night.
Yeah, we're too old for that now.
And the club's not even fucking open. Last year's birthday party was just at my house, which was still fun.
All we're doing for Liam's birthday this year is we're having a glass of wine and we're going to bed by 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're going to Abby Sue. If you guys want to come, Abby Sue and karaoke.
If you guys want to come. Hey, listeners in Australia, if you want to come.
If you guys want to come, it will have already happened, but still show up. Like, check these places out. Support local. Buy local.
Support local Vancouver. I feel like all my best birthday memories are when I was like an adult, but I can't think
worst?
Of I can't think of a birthday that's like was objectively bad.
I did have I a can think of party thrown for me one time that was really
oh awesome. Yeah, me too. It was my 19th. That was a surprise party.
Oh really?
Yeah, you were there.
Was I there?
Yeah. Anyways, it was at my house, and then my sisters took me out for dinner, and then when I came home, all my friends were at my house. And I was like, wow. Surprise parties are actually so sweet. Throwing a surprise party to someone, I think is like the nicest thing ever, because it takes a lot of coordination. It takes a lot of work. Even the people who aren't planning it, but like keep the secret. Like, I just think surprise parties are so nice.
I know. I love surprise parties. When I had a surprise party thrown by me, it was like my dad, it was like a Friday, and my dad was like, it was my 15th birthday, and my dad was like, hey, do you want to like go get pizza for dinner? I'm like, okay. And like usually my dad like wouldn't do that, so like there was just so many red flags. Like he was so obvious, and he's like texting as we're leaving. He's like, okay, like do you want to come with me to pick it up? And I'm like, why don't we just call and then go get it? And he's like, no, we'll just go get it. And I'm like, okay. And then we go to like Panago and sit in Panago and wait for the pizza to be ready. And he's like, do you want to get two larges? And I'm like, that's a lot of pizza. Like, that's like too much. It was just me and him having dinner. I'm like, that's too much pizza, don't you think? He's like, no, like what kind of pizza would you want? Like, I'm like, I don't know. This one sounds really good. And he's like, why don't we do that in Hawaiian? And I'm like, ew. Okay. There's my dad. She's fucking Hawaiian. Ew. And then we go home and then we would come inside, and then like four of my friends just jump up from behind the couch and they're like, happy birthday. And I'm like, hey.
That's sweet. Yeah. I don't understand people who say like they don't like surprise parties and like they don't like surprises. Like, sorry, why? Actually, someone, you weren't surprises. Expecting an entire party about you, and suddenly there's an entire party about you that you didn't even have to do any work to plan. That sounds ideal.
Right? Like, that sounds awesome. You just show up. I get it if you're like, you know, antisocial. You say,
yeah, but like there's like people on like, who was it? On some reality show, maybe it was one of the housewives, and she like had a surprise party thrown and was like, I hate surprises. And I'm like, you're a loser.
Yeah, maybe fucking go don't have a birthday then.
Yeah. Have you ever thrown a surprise party for someone else?
Yeah, for not for a birthday, but for a friend named Patty. I threw a surprise party for that bitch.
What was Paz's surprise party?
welcome back from England. We were like, we were all like, oh, we're busy. We kind of like, we're like, yeah, we're too busy to see you this week. Sorry. You know what I mean? Like, we're all like, sorry, sucks. We're too busy.
But for people who don't, for people who don't know, I think it's important to clarify that Patty is the most gullible human being I think I've ever met in my entire life. Like, you will say the most ridiculous thing to Patty and she'll say, wait, for real? And you're like, no, not for real. Like, what the fuck, actually?
And then she just won't believe you if you're being honest about something. She's like, no, you're lying. No.
Anyway, sorry. How did you, what did you do?
We were like texting with her mom. And we were basically just, she was like planning on seeing, we were all like, oh yeah, we'll see you the first week. And then we were just like, kind of like trying to make her like kind of almost cry. Like, you know, like, we're too busy. No, we're not going to see you this week. No, all too busy. And then we got her mom to be like, oh, she has to get something from UBC and why don't we stop for dinner at Arles on the way back? And then she was like, we were like texting her mom, like, can you send her in and just like ask how long the wait is or whatever? So we got Patty to come in and then we were all like, surprise!
That's sweet.
And then we had all these things set up at our Abby's home for like England theme because she was coming back from England. So we drew like pin the British flag on Paz Bing or something like that. And we drew this picture of her. It was beautiful. And we also had this photo of the Queen of England with her head getting cut off.
Yeah.
And the British flag. And we burned the flag in the shower. And we,
That's sweet. Yeah, me saying that sweet to burning fucking... burning the British flag. Actually, that's actually kind of intense.
Yeah, we chanted, off with her head, the Queen is dead.
So you actually lit the flag on fire?
We drew a picture of the flag and then lit that on fire.
That seems less sacrilege.
And but we did have that picture of the Queen with her head fully like dismembered.
Of course. So. Every British theme party needs to have a beheaded queen.
Yeah. Off with her head, the Queen is dead.
I threw a surprise party this last summer for my friend Jess. Me saying my friend, not your friend, my friend Jess. And we were in Kelowna and we turned the whole Airbnb into like a club. We made a sign. Jess is our friend. Savannah. She has this alter ego named Savannah, who is like crazy party girl, comes out when Jess is drunk. So we made Savannah's social house and we made a sign. Aww. And we had like a strobe light. I printed out this really funny picture of Jess on the wall. I made her a drink menu. Like, it was a whole situation.
The drink menu was cool, yeah.
And my job was to like keep her away from the Airbnb so they could all set everything up that we had prepared. And it was honestly...
You can tell we're gay because we love a theme, you know?
Yeah, it was so...
I love a themed party.
Yeah, but it depends on the theme. Like, I'm not going to a CEO's and office hose party.
Not anymore, but fucking like just straight up the office party, you know, an office themed party could be cool.
I love like a party with like a color theme as well.
Yeah. I did like, a Legally Blonde party, all pink.
Yeah. Everything pink. Or like even just fun. Like a simple, I've never been to or had a white party, but I see Kyle Richards every year. And I think a white
Kyle
party.
Kyle Richards,
is so
like $80,000 white party looks so nice. Yeah.
Or like we were supposed to go to Mexico before COVID and they were like, we have pool parties, like white party, pool party, neon party, pool party. I was like, oh my God.
No, that sounds so awesome.
But I love a color theme. But anyways, I had to keep Jess out of the Airbnb. So I told her I wanted to take her for ice cream. And so we walked to the ice cream place.
I love taking my sick kid for ice cream.
Well, I was like, let me buy you dessert. Because me and Jess have been friends for like 8 years. And I was like, I just want to do something one on one.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And the ice cream place was closed. And I was like, shit, like everywhere in Kelowna closes so early. So I was like, where do I go? And so there was someone inside the ice cream place. So I was like, hello. I was like, hey. And they open it and they're like, I'm like, are you closed? And they're like, yeah. I don't know why I asked that because the door was literally locked. But they were like, I can't sell you a cone, but I can sell you like a pint.
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
So I was like, okay. So me and Jess just sat in the park eating this big bucket of ice cream.
When I was in South Africa, I went to the Häagen-Dazs store and I ate a pint of ice cream and I was lactose intolerant and I shit hard that night.
So and you knew you were lactose intolerant?
I think I knew.
Well, that's on
you.
Just
like, it'll be okay. But I was like, oh, I'll get a 5 scoop. And then I didn't realize 5 scoops was a fucking full pint. And then I ate it on a bus home.
What did you think 5 scoops is? 5 scoops of ice cream.
I've had 5 scoops of ice cream. Also, I had a 5 scoop cone in Banff one time, or in Canmore.
I have never even seen the option to have more than 3 scoops of ice cream at an ice cream place. Where are you going? That's giving you 5 scoops.
I thought they were
going
to do a 5 scoop thing, like a scoop on, yeah, like a tower. No. It's like a massive cone, and they do like 2, 2, and 1 on, like, you know, they make a pyramid basically.
That's kind of fun to, right? Like, share with someone.
I didn't share.
What flavors?
5 different flavors, like bubblegum chocolate, like weird mixes.
Yeah, that's on you. Sorry.
I was like, I'll try every flavor. And then I was fucking farting, pooping. That wasn't a birthday, though, so that doesn't count. It wasn't even a party. That was just a day.
So it doesn't count.
In Cape Town. Hey, what did you do on your vacation in South Africa? I went to the Haagen-Dazs store and had 5 scoops of ice cream. Did we do worst birthday for you, or did we do best? We only done best. What was your worst?
My worst. I literally can't think of a birthday I've had that stands out as like the worst birthday, but I can think of a birthday party that I went to that I just had a terrible time.
For you or for someone else?
It was someone else's birthday, and I just had an absolutely terrible time. I thought it was an awful party. And I was like 12.
I'm not you, like, this fucking sucks. I hate this party.
I was 12, and we went to one of those like playhouse places that, like,
oh, like you saw a play,
like a playhouse place, like a Go Bananas vibe, but it wasn't Go Bananas. Oh, and I just felt like
playhouse, like you went to the theater,
and I just felt like we're too old.
I used to fucking love like any birthday at one of those places. There's this place that was in Langley that had this 40-foot fucking slide. No supervision, super steep, super wide. You could go down like 5 people. The Great Escape, it was what it was called.
Oh.
And you could go down like hand-holding multiple people, you know what I mean? And I used to fucking love that place. And I don't know, I guess some kid fell or something and they got sued because then they had to decrease the height by like 10 feet and then also make this little door so they could only go down one person at a time. And then they also had a supervisor like watching it. So it was like, okay, this place sucks now.
So it was only good because that kid ruined it.
That slide was genuinely fucking scary. Like, it was,
really?
It was literally scary. Like, you're fucking basically free falling down this. It was called the lava slide because it was huge and red and like had this like lava light on it. And it was, yeah, it, like, kids would go up to the top and they would say, no, I'm not doing it. Like, it's too scary. And it was steep.
Yeah.
Like, steep. I had a couple birthdays there, I'm pretty sure, and I loved that place. They used to be able to do sleepovers, and I wanted to do one of those so bad.
But how old were you when you had birthdays there?
Probably 11. Oh. Like, getting too old.
Yeah, I felt like 12, I just felt was too old to be there, and there were, like, little children running around screaming. I was also quite the miserable child at 12.
You were fucking Wednesday Addams up in that bitch.
And I just didn't know anyone, I just knew the person who invited me, so I just was like, okay. Invite me to your parties, I'm fun. Invite me to your birthday parties, I'm so much fun.
Invite me.
I love hosting a party. I think it's fun. I think
me too, yeah.
When I host a party, the whole day I'm always like, I hate hosting parties. But
the whole day,
I just feel like a lot of pressure to make sure my guests are happy.
I just like decorating and like la la la, you know what I mean? La,
what's your
la,
theme la. What's your theme for your birthday party this year in 2 days?
I don't know. I don't fully know. I'm still thinking sunglasses on everybody all night long.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Liam had this idea where the theme is, it's so simple, so easy. You can decorate however you want, or even not at all. And
we won't decorate too much just because I'm broke.
And it's just, the theme is everyone wears their sunglasses all night.
All night, like we're going out for dinner and going to karaoke, even in the karaoke room when it's just us.
That's like so funny to me. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
And just no one acknowledges it. Like, yeah, everybody does it. And we're all just like, yeah, what's up?
I wonder if like our server will ask.
Ask like, if we're fucked up. Like,
sorry, what's up? They're going to, oh my God, I just realized everyone's going to think we're so high out of our minds. Yeah. Everyone's going to think we're concealing some fucked up pupils. Like, like they're going to think we're so high. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
That's so funny.
I mean, at least we know if we want to, we can get pretty fucking high.
Perfect. Jesus. I'm going to do so much crack and meth and blow. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So much crack and meth and blow.
I have nothing else to say about birthdays.
You have nothing else to say about what's the worst gift you've ever received?
I'm not going to say the worst gift I ever received. How rude.
I mean, what's the nastiest present you've ever gotten?
Oh, actually, one time, a distant relative of mine got me, like, sent it in the mail and got me Hot Wheels, which doesn't sound bad at face value, but I was turning 16. So I opened
this hilarious.
I opened this gift and it's like a bunch of Hot Wheels. And I'm like, okay, like, cool.
That is hilarious. That is genuinely hilarious. I had a birthday one year where I was like old enough to be home alone. So I was home, like, you know, after school. But like my sisters were home and they forgot it was my birthday because they were teenagers.
Yeah.
And then my mom comes home and she's like, happy birthday, Liam. And Steph's like, Liam, it's your birthday? I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh my God, oops. And then my mom's like, did you get him anything? And she's like, yeah. So then she goes upstairs and she comes back downstairs with two already opened boxes of candy canes from the dollar store. And she's like, I got you these, but I did take a couple. And they're like weird flavor candy canes. And I'm like, thank you. And they're like actually from the dollar store, like green apple flavor and like fucking, I don't know, root beer float flavor. And then my mom's like, that's what you got them? And she's like, yeah, I got this for you.
And she was obviously so confident. Like, yep.
It was obvious. She just went upstairs.
Of course.
So that was like a really cool birthday present that I received.
You know what I'm realizing in this moment?
What?
I didn't get my brother anything.
First birthday? This year?
This year.
Did he get you anything?
Yes.
Oopsies.
So for those who don't know, I'm a twin. So
I forget his fucking birthday present then. That's the
most of my life I've shared my birthdays, but this last year we didn't do anything together. And I forgot to get him a gift. So if he's listening, I'm so sorry, but it seems like, you know, too far gone now. Like,
I would feel you have such an interesting perspective on birthday parties, given the fact that you've shared most of them, especially as a child. Like, you guys had joint B-days.
I mean, like, for people who don't have a twin, like, it seems like a weird thing. For me, it's just, like, how birthdays were all my life. Like,
Did your parents get you guys the same present so nobody seemed like the favorite? Or was it like, here you go, Tristan, here's $1,000, here you go, Chase, here's a truck?
No. No. It was like
a toy truck.
No, the gifts were never like identical, but they were never like blatant
favoritism,
value difference. Different. Yeah. The thing that probably like would be most annoying about sharing my birthdays when I was younger was, for a while, me and my brother had like similar friend groups, so it was easy. But then as we got older, like, we would want to have parties at the house and my mom would be like, okay, no more than like 10 people. And so we'd have to like split it down the middle, like 5 my friends, 5 his friends. Which sometimes creates an awkward dynamic at a party. Like,
yeah, honestly, if you party dynamics are like a real thing. Missing party dynamics. I used to do multiple birthday parties with different friend groups, just so
no
one would feel uncomfortable.
I know that a lot of people do that and like split up their friend groups, and maybe it's because I grew up with all my birthday parties being pretty mingled with random people that don't really know each other. But when I plan a party, I literally invite. I don't even think about who I'm inviting. I just invite people I know, people from work, people from school, people from wherever the fuck, people from Craigslist.
You don't like try to pair people up? Like, I try not to invite someone that is like, you know, odd one out. Like, if like
literally no. Like... I throw everyone in and I say, sink or swim, bitch. Come on, we're all adults. You can, if you can't make small talk and especially with some drinks flowing, like, try to make new friends. It's different when you're like 13 and you're, you know, completely awkward, but we're in our 20s. We can have a drink with people we don't know and make friends.
I think the first time I realized that that's not, maybe not the thing is like when I turned 18 at university and I had like people I had just met from university, people I knew from high school, and then like just randoms. And I was like, let's all hang out. And then it was like, nobody knew. People just segregated.
Was that a party?
Not really, no. That's the other thing. Okay. It was too small and like not, I wasn't old enough to go out, you know? So
yeah, broke, I think so it like, only works if you're going to throw everyone in. It only works if it's like a solid chunk of people.
Yeah.
And it's like party vibes.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to, you don't really need to get to know each other or make even that much small talk. Everyone just drinks together and ends up having fun.
Yeah. You can just play games and shit.
Yeah. And then go home and never speak to each other again. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Come to my parties. They're fun.
You may not know anybody, and Chase won't give a fuck. He won't introduce you to anyone.
I also feel like
we're swim, bitch.
I literally don't introduce you to anyone. I would just say, come on, introduce your goddamn self. Am I your mother? I do feel like as a host, sometimes I neglect certain people at parties because, and I've gotten this feedback, so it's you know, from the horse's mouth. And people say that like I just didn't really talk to them. But I feel like when I'm a host, I'm just like running around trying to make sure everyone is having a nice time.
Yeah, I agree. Or I'll, if I'm a host and like I know that there's someone who is the odd one out, then I'll dedicate more time to them and getting them to, you know.
But what if you have multiple people that fit the odd one out place?
Well, I don't think I would fucking get the, I don't think I have, first of all, I don't have that many people in my life that are just, you know, separate from the rest of my friends.
Yeah, you don't really have friends, really. You don't really have
I'm way more, I have 100 times more friends than you, actually. I have 1,000,000 times more friends than you, actually. Google times.
100 or 1,000,000?
It's Google times.
Okay. Like on my birthday, I can think of 3 people that maybe felt a little like odd ones out, like not in these friend groups. But you know what? We all survived. I had a great time, and that's all that matters on my birthday.
On your birthday, yeah, that's fair. But if you're just hosting an event,
Kyle Richards probably invites people who don't know lots of other people.
Well, yeah, but she also probably invites like 200 people.
200 people, 20 people. What's the real difference?
180 people.
Oh, you're so good at math. You're so good at math. Wow. Fuck off. Happy birthday. Is this episode done?
What's the best present you've ever received?
Oh, the best present I ever received was when I was 14 and I was really into taking photos and stuff. And I just had a really shitty camera and my parents got me like a brand new camera with like 3 lenses and this like decked out kit. And I was like, wow. What a pure, sweet gift that
is
fostered
a nice
my
gift.
Creativity.
I would say my favorite present was an iPad.
Okay, so I give us a bit of a story, you know, some, you know, like a big moment in my, you know, child formation. So yeah. If you could give us that as well.
I just really wanted a fucking iPad, like just really wanted an iPad. I was like, don't get me anything else. Do not even get me Christmas presents. Don't get me anything. Just get me an iPad.
What's the best gift you've given?
Let me think about that. I don't know. What is the best gift I've ever given? I think I gave an ex concert ticket that he really, really wanted to this person that he didn't even know was actually coming to Vancouver, but he just really wanted to see them. And then I was like, oh, I found out they're coming. And then I got them tickets.
Yeah, I would say similar vein. I would say maybe concert tickets as well. Yeah. I got my parents Elton John tickets really close to the stage. And that was like one of the first years I put like a lot of money into my parents' gifts. So that was a nice feeling. And then also my friend Irina, I got tickets to a Kehlani concert and the after party. And like, I didn't really tell her, and it was on her birthday. And I didn't tell her until it was like the morning of her birthday, which was just like fun. Like, that surprise, we go into Night Beach. And then after the show, I didn't tell her we had after party tickets until after the show. I was like, surprise, Beach, we're going to the after party.
So that's actually like, awesome, because once you think first surprise, you're like, okay, that's, you know, that's awesome. But then you never anticipate second surprise.
Yeah. So it's like fun. I really like giving gifts. I think I really don't love getting gifts, which sounds dumb, but like I'm really terrible at like faking excitement, and that sounds really stupid and spoiled and like privileged, but like sometimes when you get Hot Wheels, it's hard to say, oh my god, thank you. Like,
I had an aunt give my sisters Tupperware for Christmas one year. That was a tough one for them.
Yeah, but like giving a gift and seeing someone be like surprised, and I think I'm a pretty good gift giver, seeing someone be like happy.
Yeah, pretty awesome gifts.
It's like, I don't know, it's nice. Oh, also, Marquise got me a TV once. That's a good gift I got.
Oh, that is a good gift.
He'd probably be mad if I didn't mention that, so.
That is a good gift. Yeah, and I did get an Xbox from my boyfriend. That is also a really great gift.
I was like, not wanting to offend anyone, I also got this from this person. My friend got me this.
I would just like to thank the Academy.
Do you have a birthday jingle for yourself?
I told you, I'm gonna make one.
Oh, I thought you meant like on the spot.
No, I'm gonna GarageBand iPad make one.
And I'm gonna put it in this episode?
Yes.
This episode goes up in a few days.
Yeah, I'm aware, Chase.
I don't think you'll have that ready.
I'll have it ready. I'll go work on it right now.
Time will tell, but if Liam gets it done, this is where it will play. And if it's not done, this will just be silence for everyone to think about. Shame on Liam.
So let's wrap this up with Song of the Week.
My Song of the Week, I'm going to pick because Liam really fostered my love for this album. I'm going to pick There Will Be Blood by Kim Petras.
Will be blood! Run for life!
That was a live performance by Kim.
Mm-hmm. She's very breathy live. Very.
Can we
breathy.
Talk about how sad I am that Turn Off the Lights Volume 3 is not coming out?
This is why she won't come on the podcast, is because we're fucking bullying her on this podcast.
I literally am going to make an Instagram post about it not coming out.
So. Yeah, I'm ready for it to be out. So, Kim.
Anyways,
you
I know
be
Liam.
Invited on this podcast. You better fucking produce it.
I know Liam loves that album. Show me that album. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that is a really awesome album. I'm going to say 22 by Taylor Swift because that's how old I'm turning.
You're not.
I'm so excited to listen to that song when I'm 22.
I think that's a great choice going out of your 22s.
No, going into.
But I'm not going to let you pretend that you're turning 22, bitch. You don't get to rewind a year. If you're 22, then I'm 23. If we want to make a mutual agreement there, I'm down.
Sure. I'm saying sure.
Perfect. Liam's turning 22.
Thank you. Anyways, that's all I have to say.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at @2servingspod or at @2servingspod.com, or you can email us birthday wishes. We accept
birthday
PayPal
gifts.
Transfers for Liam's birthday and our time
birthday
here
gifts.
On this day. Leave us a 5-star review.
And don't forget, October 15th, it's already happened.
If you don't leave us a 5-star review, Liam will have a terrible, terrible, terrible year.
Oh, God. Superstitious. Don't do that.
Anyways, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.